Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, April 26, 2016, in the first week after the death of pop star Prince, fans buy 654,000 copies of his albums and downloaded 2.82 million of his songs. The very best of Prince, Purple Rain, and the hits, the B-sides, re-entered the Billboard 200 chart at numbers 1, 2, and 6, respectively. On this day, 2011, Phoebe Snow, the Velvet Voice singer-songwriter who reached number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1975 with Poetry Man, dies of complications from a stroke at the age of 60. On this day in 1997, ABC's telecast of U2, A Year in Pop, becomes the lowest-rated primetime program in the history of major network television. On this day in 1984, Count Basie, the big band leader who scored a number 28 hit on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1956 with April in Paris, dies of pancreatic cancer at the age of 79. On this day in 1978, Ringo Starr's TV special Ringo, a musical version of The Prince and the Pauper, airs on American television. Ringo played both characters, and George Harrison provided the narration. But the effort still finishes only 53 out of 65 shows. On this day in 1967, Mama Cass Elliott gives birth to a daughter. She names Owen Vanessa. She never told anyone who the father was, but many years later, Michelle Phillips helped Owen locate her biological dad. Owen grew up to become a singer as well and toured with Beach Boys member El Jardine. Also on this day in 1967, 16-year-old Janice Ian sings Society's Child on the CBS TV show Inside Pop, The Rock Revolution. A year before, the song was banned by many radio stations because of its interracial love affair theme. Following her television appearance, the record shot into the Billboard Top 20. And on this day, April 16, 1962, a superstar records two songs for RCA, which will become his 16th and 17th Top 40 hits. Who is he, and what is the two-sided hit he recorded on this day in 1962? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, April 26, 1962, a superstar records two songs for RCA, which will become his 16th and 17th top 40 hits. He is Sam Cooke. One side of his two-sided hit is Bring It On Home to Me. The flip side smash is Having a Party.
Dancing to the music played by the DJ on the radio. The Cokes are in the icebox, popcorn's on the table. Me and my baby, we're out here on the floor. So Mr. DJ, keep those records playing, 'cause I'm having such a good time dancing with my baby. Everybody's swinging, Sally's doing that twist now. If you take requests, I got a few for you. No other songs will do. Let me tell you, Mr. DJ, keep those records playing, 'cause I'm having such a good time dancing with my baby.